Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you here tuning into our speaker series. Today is a very exciting day as I am so honored to introduce our keynote speaker, Cherie Keyes. And Cherie is a mother of four, best-selling author, inspirational speaker, activist, painter, and the CEO of CherieKeyes.com, Global Artist Academy, and the Network Building Academy. Her companies have over 85,000 women subscribers, followers, and members. And she was recently named as the number 12 most influential woman on Twitter and has appeared on CBS, NBC, Fox, San Antonio Living, NPR, and featured in Women Entrepreneur and Dare magazine, amongst many, many more business publications. So the reason I'm introducing Cherie to all of you is that she is extremely inspiring. She has such an extraordinary story, going from being an only child of a mentally ill and often homeless mother to working her way through two college degrees and eventually building a multiple seven-figure business while raising four children. This woman is just phenomenal. So welcome, Cherie Keyes. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to share my journey and just the information because, every time I do, people think differently and they expand a little and it all makes sense to them, especially those who are already in business because they know that what I'm talking about is the pure truth because they've been in the trenches, and so they really get it. New people are kind of just taking my word for it, you know, complete new startup type people.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them come from different worlds, too, and so a lot of it makes sense to them, too. You know, they come from the corporate world, and they do have some type of experience. So,
I'm excited.
It's a different way of thinking. I found out all of this information because I was on the inside of the business model, and it's just not something you would understand if you weren't in the trenches running this type of business. So.
Right. So I would love to just jump right in and have you take us on a little journey, if you will. And if you could take us a little bit back in time and share some of your own biggest breakthrough moments that have gotten you to where you are today.
Perfect. So, I mean, the first one was accidentally picking, you know, the first online business started in 2001. And the reason I started my online business was I had left the corporate world because I had my third daughter. They were all under five. And so daycare, you know, even though I had a master's degree and was educated and was in management, still wasn't making enough to make it worth leaving three kids in daycare because daycare is so expensive. When the younger they are, the more expensive it is. So it made sense to come home, and here I am at home, you know, with my brain and all my energy, and even though it took all my energy for the kids, I had to do something. So I researched, you know, that first year when doing what moms do, breastfeeding and all that fun stuff. So it was a great time to just explore what I could do from home. And you have to kind of take back. This is when, you know, having a home business actually wasn't something that you shared with people. When you got on the phone, you didn't dare let them know that you were working from home with kids. It wasn't like it is today where it's actually something you brag about. That was like 5 years later. So, you know, people would still kind of do the fake professional, you know, mirror of everything. But it wasn't until later that you started to brag about. So it's just, you know, I like kind of, you know, since we're going back there, we didn't even have wireless internet. We were still plugging cords into the wall. Doesn't it make me sound so old?
I remember those days.
And sadly, that was 20 years ago, so time flies. So but what I did is I kind of went with what my passions were, which at that time, you know, I loved writing. I did that well in the professional world and got my master's degree, which is all you do is you write. So I knew I wanted to do a business around writing. So I just, you know, started reading all the industry books. And they all had this feeling of you have to work your ass off, pardon my French, and you have to hustle, and you just don't make that much money. You know, again, coming from the corporate world, I was paid well for what I was doing there. So I had to figure out a way. But what I did get from all of those books was, wow, this is a very huge, hungry industry. And women especially, you know, everywhere I was going, I was telling, you know, people like, what are you doing? I was telling them what I was thinking about doing. And everywhere I went, someone wanted to be an author, you know. So I was just kind of taking this all in. And so I decided the first company would be the National Association of Women Writers. And it came to me kind of impulsively one day, and I just had that feeling come over me, like many of you can relate to on the phone, where I knew that was the business. I knew it. I can feel it. It was a divine moment. But I didn't, and the reason, you know, because I didn't know anything about an association, but the reason I decided to go in that direction was because at least I was leading all of these people. I wasn't one of them, because I didn't want to be one of those crazy, hardworking people that had to hustle to get money. It just didn't make sense to me, and I knew there was a better way. But I learned, you know, a lot about serving them. So that was why, you know, my brain said, let's try this model. I'll be a big fish. And here I am, you know, barely 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And so luckily my attitude back then and just how I was as a person didn't really care that I had never published, didn't really care that I had no business doing that. So as I started to go out in the world and be the CEO of this company, of a National Association for Women Writers, I did get that feedback. You know, they're like, what have you published? And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I have all the professionals here to teach you. So it was just a really great business model. So can I fast forward a little bit to things
sure.
that happened?
Yeah.
So what started happening is, you know, I'm learning marketing, I'm learning, you know, email newsletters back when Yahoo was like the place where you got leads and all kinds of fun stuff. I'm growing really, really fast. And my members are coming in, and these are women that are service-based business owners. They either write, you know, copy for a living, so they're business writers, or they're technical writers. They write these big technical manuals for IT company, you know, IT type stuff, or they were, you know, authors writing, you know, books, fictional books and nonfiction books. So all service-based business owner training, they're hours for dollars, right? And, mm-hmm. and it was getting exciting because, like, I could literally watch someone on Oprah and Google them, contact them, and get them to come to our annual conference. And it was just like, wow, I have such power. So as I was learning, and I mean that in a good way, of course.
Yeah.
Yummy, positive power. So I was just learning about my business model, and it was shocking me what I could do with it. And so I learned, you know, from that point on, I just became, you know, that's just the way my brain works, a studier and a researcher of the power of this business model, and I put it into play. We would get, like, the number one website in the whole writing industry. And if you had seen that website, you would know it wasn't the number one website. So I had to ask myself the question, why is this happening? Why are we getting so much success when it really isn't fair? Because, you know, I have the lady coming from Oprah who, you know, has been on there 3 times, and she's just so happy that I'm paying her to speak, and she's so happy over books that she's making $1.60 profit on. It just wasn't making sense. So, you know, we would make way more in just membership dues. So I was just trying to, you know, understand how business works, you know, again, because I wasn't trained in any of that. And so I just really started to understand the power of the business model. And the power of the business model was all about leverage. It was all about recurring passive income. You would create something once, and people would pretty much renew their dues if you didn't just, like, completely disappoint them. Year after year, you would have 50% renewal rate, which if you understand that compounds, because you always have new members finding you, then you have 50% of the old members renewing, so you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you could package things up. And I could put the same type of information out, and we'll talk about that in a little while when we talk about getting to 10,000. So I could put the same class out that all of my service-based writer people were doing on their websites, but because we were the national association and claimed that leadership in the industry, we would get ours bought more because the new people would just assume that the association must know more than this lonely, starving writer over here, even though that might not be the case. So there are a lot of assumptions that happen back out in what I call the real world, and there's subconscious decisions that people are making about their purchasing all the time that they're not even aware of. I started to really pay attention to that, again, in relation to my business model. So I've been doing this 15 years now, and I've coached most of the people out there on the Internet that have academies or associations or institutes that either bought one of my programs, been in one of my masterminds, or coached with me personally, you know, coached dozens and dozens over the years personally because, you know, it's only like 12 or 13 people a year. But it just fascinates me. And, you know, it also love it because of what it does as a woman. I always say I would have never even been able to have the fourth kid, which was finally my boy, 9 years ago. He actually has a birthday coming up in a few days, and he'll be 9. So I don't think he would have ever came along. I don't know of any other type of business that would have allowed me to take off for long periods of time that would have kept such cash flow coming in, you know, that would have allowed me so much success. And then when I really, you know, pushed it up, which was about 2009, you know, I joined a $100,000 mastermind. You know, I got really into, like, taking it to the next level, New York Times bestselling books, that kind of stuff. You know, surrounded myself with other women who wanted to be multi-million-dollar business owners that year. And it was amazing, you know. So I learned where I could take it. I learned about things that I didn't ever want to do that empire thing again. After that, I kind of took everything back down a notch because it didn't really resonate with my lifestyle and how I wanted to raise my kids. I didn't want to be gone, you know, 3 weeks out of every month, which is what some of that was that year. But it was also really juicy and wonderful. And the biggest thing about this business model, you know, because I became this person, and I always tell people, you know, I wasn't the person that was the national leader of the National Association of Women Writers or any of the other networks I've created since. I was the person who wasn't qualified to do that. Running it and being in the trenches of it and answering the questions that we would get and just learning all the skills I needed to have is what made me become that person. So you're going to always have to get in and learn as you go. And, you know, one of the phrases is build a plane as it's flying. And that's true in everything, and it becomes a way of life, and you get pretty used to it, and things that used to sound like risk aren't even risk anymore, and, you know, it's just there's a lot to entrepreneurship, obviously weaved into this business model. But I believe, and I'm very passionate about the model, I believe anything that you're doing as a service, you could flip your whole business model on its head and then serve all the people that you used to be. And what better person to do that than the person who's been that person for years? You know your target market like crazy. I knew those women writers really well. Later on, I started something called the Smart Women's Institute, which grew in 2 years, what took the first company to do in 10 years.
And it was because, what was it called? What was the name of that?
The Smart Women's Institute.
Smart Women's
Institute. And it was all about entrepreneurs. It was all about, you know, because I had gotten really good at being an entrepreneur, so I wanted to serve those women. These days, I run the Network Building Academy, which is the place where we teach this model and we coach women, and we have a 30-video program there because a lot of people want to do the self-paced because they're not ready for the coaching yet. And then my newest academy is another passion-type thing, kind of coming full circle from the writing, but this one's all about art. And so that started this year, and so we've been building that. We've gotten to 10,000 views on YouTube with our videos in 3 months. And so it's just, again, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do it as the leader of it, and I'm going to leverage my time. And and being the person who runs these networks and these associations, I'm able to manifest and call people in that give me opportunities because I'm a gatekeeper to a target market. And so by creating networks like this, you change the rules of business, and you know, not in a shallow or egotistical kind of way, but you make yourself somebody in your target market, in your industry, your niche or your industry. And that's what you have to do in business. There's too much going on, too many people doing the same thing, that if you don't make yourself a leader of a group of people, you're going to have a really hard time cutting through all the competition. And so these models really allow people to do that. And, again, obviously we go much, much, you know, deeper. We have, you know, a free book we'll talk about at the end of the call. But then, you know, obviously we have the 30-video program. And then, you know, what really blocks people is all of the subconscious stuff that we've built over years. And it's a lot of painful stuff sometimes, and it's a lot of fear-based stuff sometimes. And so when I'm coaching, those are the things that come up, is you're not doing something that you should be doing in your business. And I can always meet you right where you're at, and you'll give me your excuse, is kind of what it tends to be. And then I know what's blocking you. I've just been doing this for so many years, and I've walked through all of these scary things that, you know, my clients have to walk through. So I know what they're feeling. I can tell them a story about when I almost threw up on that stage or whatever it is. You know? So So that's the stuff that blocks us. I mean, you know, it was very scary doing some of the things I've done in my past. You know, now obviously I don't feel that fear. I just feel that pride in having done it. So that's the part that where coaching really propels people forward. And I always tell people, you know, if you have a coach every 2 or 3 years, and I'm talking about a good coach, we're talking about, you know, the $12,000 level and up. Not that people mm-hmm. who charge less aren't good coaches, but I'm saying accountability is proportional to what you'll pay. Just you putting that down makes you accountable because you're kind of like, oh, shit, I got to really do this.
Right.
And so that's what I mean. So, yeah, certainly a $5,000 or $6,000 program, whenever you want to coach, that's going to make you move too. But it just depends on kind of how far you want to move. Because I can tell you, you know, from firsthand experience, I went from a $250 a month coaching program to $100,000 a year. So mm-hmm. what I learned is people take big, huge leaps. Not everybody. It's a small percentage of people. It's the 80-20 rule. But people do take big, huge leaps when they didn't even know they were going to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that all the time. That's exactly what happens in business. And I'm a little off topic now. But so that's kind of the big piece of, like, my journey with this particular model, why I'm passionate about it. Obviously passionate about it when it comes to women because we do 3 times as much as any man on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a business model that's leverageable, that multiplies us. And
okay.
So what I most often hear is that women, we're doing all the things that you do to grow a business, and it's all out there. I mean, everything that's taught is marketing and mindsets, but nobody teaches models. They just don't. So all the women just normally gravitate to the service-based business because it's really all that's being taught by the masses and certainly by the men. And that works to the man's advantage because he needs a bunch of service-based business people helping him grow his big businesses, right?
Right.
So that's why the men tend to lead the bigger business. That's why the men are all in real estate investing. They're all in the smart business models for the most part. You really
mm-hmm.
only see women who, you know, own these service-based businesses and the big masses.
Mm-hmm.
Because the men are like, I'm not doing that. That's too much work.
But right.
women don't think that way. We are just like, we feel like so grateful to just even have the business in the first place. And I'm generalizing, obviously, but I've been doing this for a long time. And even if a woman doesn't say that, when I get into her subconscious in our coaching, that's what she's feeling. And she's feeling it because, you know, 2 decades ago, that's how the whole society treated us, you
right.
know, and it's just really changed in the last 10 years. Okay.
That's so great. And I love just kind of having you walk us through your journey. And it's just a really interesting journey that you've been on. And I love that you're able to teach people based on exactly what you've created yourself.
Right.
So can you tell me this, because I know that a lot of our listeners are newer entrepreneurs, newer coaches, and they are service-based. You know, they may have gone from doing, they might just be doing one-on-one coaching, private coaching of some sort, or they might be doing some kind of group training programs. So at what point, maybe it's sooner than later, but at what point do you think that they should really switch over to that membership-based model?
I mean, So it costs me no more to do my website. It costs me no more for my cart system. It doesn't cost me any more to do the same thing that they're doing. But mm-hmm. by the branding and by the logos and by what I declare and what I offer in my products and my services, it's
mm-hmm.
all completely different. And so, yeah, I mean, ASAP.
Right,
so
ASAP,
yeah. So sometimes, you know, their businesses that they currently have can be rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, they want to keep like a hub and they want to create a couple associations. So we go in that direction, which is, you know, I've always, for the most part, kept my hub because I'm also an author from my old days. And then I paint now. And then I also want to have these different sellable brands because
mm-hmm.
that's what I've also done. I've sold 3 of the companies over the years, the Association of Web Entrepreneurs. There was one called Intuition Institute that I actually sold within a year, and it was a high 5 figures. And that
mm-hmm.
was that was last February I started that, and then I sold it this February. So I love that story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most of the time when I'm creating these, I'm really passionate about this new adventure I'm on. I don't really plan to sell it. What happens is something else, another opportunity comes my way, again, because I'm always manifesting those.
Uh-huh.
by who I show up and who I'm being each day, and just really, I'm kind of a crazy person out on the internet. Like, I'm just all over the place when it comes to social networking. I'm like, I love to social network, and that came around for me in about 2007. So the way that I've been able to plug my business model that I've been doing since 2001 into the way social networks started to blossom has just been total fun, because this network model works really well when we have all the social networking. So it's just the spider web just kind of went insane after all the social networking came on. And yeah, it overwhelms some people, but, you know, we just do it so systematically, and it's just such a third of how we do business here, at least, that, you know, that it's just, you know, I'm just so glad it exists, because we've been on hyperspeed ever since, in our growth. You know, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
That's like really, you know, I went from multiple six figures, you know, and then just skyrocketed after the social networks because of how fast I could lead generate. Before that, I had to, like, go around speaking a lot of, you know, speaking to a room of 30 or 40, growing that list 30 or 40 more. You know, now I can speak to virtual rooms of 30 or 40, like, all the time, just like we're doing right now. You know, it's seminars, but then, you know, we go back out to the social network, and okay, I could go on and on about that. But.
Yeah, no, it's great. So
we have videos that teach all this.
right. So just going back to this great membership model. So when somebody decides, okay, I really want to go to that membership based model, and I have an idea of what kind of a model it would be. So kind of going in line with, for example, what you teach with an institute or an academy or an association, is there any kind of specific credentials that people need to call what they are creating an academy or an institute or an association?
Nope, absolutely not. And, you know, obviously if you're going, you know, because I've had a client that was a neuroscientist, so obviously it helped him to be a neuroscientist, to be the leader of the neuroscientists.
Sure.
I love using him as an example, because we all think that this is a really smart person in general, right? And then I have my quilter lady, who's like one of the most successful clients, you know, as far as the size, the numbers of her membership, you know, but it helped that she was a quilter, right? So it definitely helps. But then if you go back to me, my 26 years old, and just not caring, you know, when someone told me I can't do something, then I'm really going to do it, even if I shouldn't. You know, and I'm so kind of not that person anymore, but back then it was just like, please don't tell me I can't do something. I'm so tired of hearing that. And so that just made me do it more, which is, you know, a good thing too in some ways. But, yeah, I've kind of calmed down. That was 20s versus 40s. But so back then, you know, I wasn't an author, you know, and so I kind of cringed every time someone said, well, what have you published? And some of them would say it in that little kind of snarky way, too. But what it did do is it made me get published sooner, because I was sick of that question.
Right.
So I did the hard work of writing the book and getting it out into the world, and I'm very passionate about what books do for your business, and I have, you know, e-courses on just that topic, because I'm so, you know, such a proponent from my old world of the National Association of Women Writers of, you know, alongside having this business model, I would say the other biggest thing that has grown my businesses and built me such a loyal following would be those books, because I put them out so consistently year after year that people buy the next one, and they know me, and they've seen my kids grow up, you know, so I have people from the very first book still in my networks and still buying things, and they've just been around forever. So those books, if you're a person who wants to do that, there's a bunch of ways to do it if you don't feel like you're a writer and all that fun stuff. But when you go back out into the, you know, what I call the real world, not the matrix that exists online, people are still so impressed by these physical books. You know, I have a physical office now, and, you know, so we get people coming off the street that get our brochure, and they're like, what's this network building academy? What are you talking about? And they open the brochure, and they see it all. But they see all the books sitting over on the bookshelf in the waiting room, you know, and that gives me credibility because, you know, they're not online in these little circles, and they don't know that I've hobnobbed with those people. I don't know. Does anyone even still say hobnobbed? I'm like, I don't think I've ever used that word before, so that's funny. But
that is
anyway. Yep. Yeah, so books are, you know, obviously – a big deal. And again, if you can be the CEO, I just can't. I mean, it's just so exciting because I can get anybody to do a forward for my book pretty much. It doesn't matter how big they are because I'm the leader of a network, you know, and a target market, you know. And just when I decided to do this art thing, I went out there to the biggest people that exist that have been working their asses off for years to get where they are. And I come in just, I'm the CEO of the Global, because I know how to do this now, right?
So, right.
And I mean, I just started this in March after I sold the Intuition Institute. And I just go out there and I get all of the biggest people to be my speakers this year, you know, because I'm the CEO of the Global Artist Academy. They'd be silly to say no, you know.
Right.
And so anyway, and obviously it helps if they can put my name in the search engine and see that, you know, I'm all over it. And then what I tell people, because immediately what comes up for them is, oh, I'm not all over the search engines. Well, if I had had that attitude way back when, I would never be on all these search engines, right? I mean, all,
right.
you know, all over, mostly all over Google, because that's what we all do, we Google.
But,
so, yeah, so I never had the attitude that a lot of people say things to me, and a lot of, you know, it comes up in some of my clients. I have a really great group of clients this year, so a lot of them don't say these things, which it means I'm like, does that mean my vibration's raising? Because everybody, I have some like inspiring people as my clients this year, so it's exciting. But
that's great.
Some of the things that people say, I honestly never said those. I just stayed so positive, and I got excited about every free download, and I'm still excited about every free download because I know you're in my database. And once you're in my database, then you're in my world. And oh my gosh, that's like such power, power again in a good way. But people just don't get excited enough about that, you know, because the value of a lead in your database, at some point, if you're just doing anything, they're going to buy something. So that's kind of a big deal. And sometimes they purchase $100,000 coaching programs. So think about that. You know, I've had people do that. So kind of insane, you know, and it is insane when you go back out to the real world, right? But if I didn't, and it goes back to Think and Grow Rich book. If you don't believe it, you can't conceive it, and you're not going to make it happen. You know, I'm totally saying my quote different, but yeah, it's a big deal. That's the believing thing.
Definitely. So when you're talking about a little bit earlier, you were talking about the recurring passive income that you create by having an academy, association, industry network, and you talked about packaging things up. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I know there's a lot of people who ask, well, so do I need to have live webinars as part of the membership, or am I pre-packaging everything, pre-producing everything with videos and PDFs and links to pages and all that kind of stuff? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yep. So there's a number of ways to be successful, first, what I tell everybody. I choose the simplest way, and I choose to get paid because I can. I choose to always get paid thousands and thousands of dollars before I lift a finger to do anything. The only thing we do here before we make our money for most of our programs is write a sales page. We've absolutely done nothing else, and then we have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars from just writing the sales page and marketing. So those two things, which is a lot. You know, we're marketing, we're sending things out in our, to our database. We're sending things out to all the social networks. We're posting on our own blog. We're sharing a blog. And then we do solo emails. We market. Anybody that's following me anywhere knows I market every day like a mad woman because it's part of my job. I get up, I go to the office, and I market. That's what I do. And I have one day a week that I coach clients, and the rest of the week is left for unorganized, or I call it organized chaos. That means I get to passionately do, you know, after I get my marketing done each day, you know, make sure staff is doing what they're doing, you know, answering questions. Then I'm free to work on projects and things I dream up and creativity, which is good for me. Going back to your question, so what is it, how do you do that? So to me, we always build the plane while we're flying it. So there was a place 5 years ago and even more recent where everybody was shipping things out. So, you know, it was the box factor is what we called it. And that was before iPads got really popular, right? So once iPads got really popular, everybody wanted digital, and thank God, because I keep so much more money in my pocket now because I'm not printing all of these things, you know, these binders and these DVDs and these audio discs. I'm not printing all that anymore and sending it out to you and paying the insane shipping on it. So all that money stays in my pocket now. Now we're all doing videos and digital downloads, you know, because you're watching them on the iPad. So, again, you roll these programs out over whatever period of time fits into your schedule with what you already have going on in your schedule. And I can tell you one of the top things I coach on is time management, because 85% of the people are doing it in a really bad way.
Right.
So that's why they're having lots of problems. It's a simple thing. It's something as simple as time management. They're just, you know, they get home and without someone telling them what to do at their job, they're just mm-hmm. completely crazy. So
right.
I work with clients on that. Some of them get it right away, and then some of them have to kind of push to
mm-hmm.
organize their chaos. You know, and it's batching. It's things many of us have been taught to do, but we're not doing it. And so until you do it, you're not going to have peace and you're not going to have balance, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
I can get going on that, but it's really important. So, you know, what we do is I roll out all my e-courses on a time frame that everybody knows they've paid for. They get a cheaper price during a pre-launch period, which allows me to just bring a bunch of money in, like, for 3 or 4 weeks and then start teaching it typically 3 or 4 weeks later. And then it goes, you know, I've had courses that were 12 months, and the videos would post each month. That's how I did the Network Building Academy. And then a lot of people make monthly payments. So they were completely fine with that. They would make their monthly payment. And I also like it, too, in the development year, because if someone stops making their payments, they don't get any more videos. So payments tend to be made in the development
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's ways to keep that going, but it's a little bit more work, you know, to keep that kind of same structure where you pull everything off and you put people in the same year. But like Network Building Academy now, that program's been developed for a couple of years now, but the first year it was posted as I was doing it. And then all my smaller e-courses, the same thing. They roll out on a schedule. I'm about to do a mindset e-course that's really low priced, just because I'm trying to get people to think in a more up-leveled way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, a monthly payment. And they get a lesson every month. And, you know, just a lot lower than what Network Building Academy costs, because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's just a call. But it's
right.
a call that drives everything. And so I tell people, mindset's a slight, like, 5-degree shift in your mindset, because the mindset drives the whole bus.
Right.
It changes everything. So if you just got one little shift from one of my calls, it's going to change the way you do your business from now on. And so people don't
mm-hmm.
really, like, they kind of gloss over it. They gloss over pouring that new way of thinking into their brain constantly. And I don't. Like, I'm always, I'm just expanding every day. And not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I do have a lot of kids. It's just kind of what I do when I go to work. You know,
right.
so it's obviously when my kids were littler, I wasn't able to do a lot of these things. I would have to, you know, take breaks. I would have to take months off. Businesses ran differently back then. So I do coach to the mothers and tell them kind of how to do it different and how I did it back then.
Right. So with so as you're saying, for example, the 12-month course, and the first year that you do it, you schedule it in a specific time frame, and you're posting it as you're doing it. So once you've done it that 1 year, then do you repurpose what you did, because you have the content from everything, and then people can do it in their own time?
Correct. So just like with the Network Building Academy as an example, and then if you go to our e-course page, you'll see like 3 or 4 e-courses done the same way. Yes, so we're always selling those. Typically the price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people that were in Network Building Academy did $19.97 that year, and now it's $2,500,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're waiting for it. So they do get a special price. So how do you keep getting people to buy in masses? You do campaigns, and that's one of the things, like here in the office, I have people doing campaigns for people's businesses, because people just don't do campaigns well. You have to write a bunch of stuff up,
mm-hmm.
and you have to market this stuff out to all the channels you can, and you have to do it for at least a 3-month period. And that's how you're going to get a bunch of sales. So few people do that. So again, you know, I'm passionate about painting, but I understand to make money at painting, I am in the business of marketing. You know, so this
mm-hmm.
is something I learned a long time ago because of this journey. And it is it's one of the reasons I'm successful continually, is because I know the power of marketing. And I do it also, you know, and we all can do it our own way, which is what makes us all unique. So I've always found if I just put me into my marketing and my sense of humor and my passion and sometimes my sarcasm and whatever, people tend to stay engaged because they want to see what she's saying versus the same old boring stuff, you know. So that's why delegating your marketing can be dangerous because it just sounds like everything else that copywriter is writing.
Right. Definitely. Yep. So, and going back to the membership, I'm always this fascinated by the membership model. I think it's fantastic, and I love that you teach this. When you're doing the, so you said one video each month, do you do other things like emails that you send out to the membership as well, other resources, or is it just, go ahead.
I do a lot. Like, I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, so the best thing that people could do, you know, because, again, we teach all that in videos, and it is, I call it interconnected, and I'm like actually interconnecting my fingers right now. If you could see me, be perfect for Skype. But so all my marketing is interconnected. We write up like a specific set of marketing materials for everything we do, and then we take that and we chop it up and we use it everywhere. It's like the easiest way I can describe it. And then we have multiple products and services marketing at different times. And then for me, you take that up a level. We have multiple companies, right? And, I mean, now that we're in the office, it's almost kind of like a third company, even though it's not. It's just the hub. But things that we do different with the people off the street, it's a different channel coming in, so it has a different sales process to it. So I'm finding that completely fascinating, too, because they need it. These people are clueless about how to do social networking, you know, which is great for us because it's so easy. We write up like 50 tweets and, you know, a couple sales letters, and then I just have my people post that for the next 3 months, and these people pay us money to do it. So
Definitely.
You know, once you learn, and again, like I come from the writing world, so we did learn how to write this. We have these marketing packages, you know, at ShereeKeys.com for people that are learning. But think about it. If you just hired us once, we write all that up for you. You see us just posting a three-month contract. What do you do after the three-month contract if you're a smart cookie? You take all that marketing that you now have that you didn't know how to write. You study it. You play with it. You tweak it. And then you start doing the marketing yourself. And so it's kind of a no-brainer. But a lot of women get really caught. I can be really honest with you. Women get caught up in ego. They get caught up in and not doing business. They want to kind of say, I want a business, but they don't want to do the work of a business. You know, and it's, honestly, like, I will get people getting on the phone that did everything but work on their business. And I saw them on the Facebook. You know, I saw what they were doing. They were out shopping at the antique store. They were doing this. They were doing that. So and there's no judgment in it. I mean, they've paid me just to tell them my observations. So, you know, men can be a little bit different. Men can be more aggressive, more masculine about getting business work done. So sometimes, you know, that's why women kind of have the bad rap on that, because they can be that. Women also can just, like, spin their wheels too much. They don't think about they don't think in ROI. So if you're ever in my bubble, the word that you hear from me the most is ROI, because everything that I do comes through that filter. It's the way my brain is. My brain is just thinks about every action I take. If I take this action, can I multiply it and sell it forever? You know, if we put this energy towards that. So ROI, you know, and it's with my kids too, right? So I want things in my business to have a high ROI because I want to always have that time off to spend with my kids. And it wasn't that way in the early years, because I did what most women do. I was okay with working 13 hours a day because I was at home and it didn't feel like it. You know, I could do it while the kids were watching TV, and I was just so happy to be in business. Quite honestly, I was just so happy to be home from that corporate job and be in business. Took me, you know, three or four years to really get my shit together and pay attention to what QuickBooks was telling me. and be a real business. So, again, if you have a coach that pushes you, that says that to you, sooner, then you're better for that. But, you know, because you'll make profits sooner. So, and if you're listening to this call, you're probably going, yeah, that's me. And thank goodness, because there you got your total, whatever, you got your worth today by just hearing that one.
Right, exactly. So tell us, what is your primary focus right now in your business?
So with, I mean, again, we have, you know, if you go to ShriKeys.com, there's one link that says our company. So each company obviously has a different primary focus. So, you know, with the Network Building Academy, it's just keeping the people funneling into the self-paced program. We have a workshop this summer that we have a few spots left in. And then, you know, what happens with the Network Building Academy is people are doing the self-paced program, and then there's always, you know, people wanting to coach with me the next year when I open up the coaching programs again. So that's mm-hmm. a pretty simple model. You know, it took a lot of work to create 30 videos, obviously.
Right, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, and they're intense videos. They're like an hour and a half each. And the last 10 videos are things I only taught previously in masterminds. And each of the last 10 videos, 21 through 30, each of those is a six-figure business within themselves. And,
wow.
and that's what's amazing. And it's because, you know, you can take writing a series of books and make that a six-figure business. And then like one of those videos was on how to do live events, because I've done that really well. You know, another video is on certification programs, which you can totally do that. I have a client right now in the autism world who, you know, had people on her waiting list before we could even get the network open, because people out in the autism world are wanting to get certified to learn how to work with these people, these children and, you know, adult children, holistically, adult children and adults. But anyway, mm-hmm. so she's doing phenomenal out the gate, like with her knowledge. And that's, again, the certification part of that is doing really, really well. So that's like a six-figure program within itself. So anyway, that's the last 10 of those videos. So, like, yeah, I don't even blink at that price of $2,500, because that's like you're getting information that was only taught in masterminds, which start at $25,000. You know,
right.
So I just think if you're disciplined and you're self-paced and you click a button and you want to learn, that self-paced program is so good because, you know, it's my brain from the last 15 years. And so it's videos and a workbook, you know, and then we
right.
just break it down. And it's I always tell people don't get overwhelmed, because it's a lifetime, you know, library of information. You're not supposed to learn all that in like 2 or 3 years. It took me 15.
Right.
Anyway. So that's like a big part of the business. And then with the Global Artist Academy, right now we're all about getting a huge database of artists knowing we exist. So by the end of the year, you know, I really want to have like 50,000 people watching the videos on YouTube. Right now the model is simply these what I call studio soul sessions, these art videos that are about 10 minutes long that we post. So that's our form of marketing, and then the blog post, and then obviously the social networks. And so the way that that's going to make money is from e-courses that we'll
mm-hmm.
put out that are art-related e-courses. And then I'm still going back and forth on how I want to use my time as far as having clients in the art studio, because I do have a studio here at the office that's all
mm-hmm.
wonderfully yummy and all art stuff everywhere. And so I'm still trying to decide
yeah.
if I want to have people in. I'm pretty sure I do, but how am I going to do that and make it worth my time in comparison to other ways that I make money, return on
right.
investment?
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, the leaders in the art industry are making, you know, $2,500 for their workshop. So
mm-hmm.
so it can be done.
Right.
So anyway,
so
I'm playing with that because, again, I don't do anything unless it's scalable. And so that would be a one-on-one, which is not scalable, but I play with it. So I'm playing with it because it's not like my business coaching, which, you know, they pay a lot better for that. So
sure.
What you should be hearing here is that you're always tweaking. You're always testing. It doesn't matter how much experience in business. Even Steve Jobs never knew if that thing he was creating was going to be insanely successful or fall flat. Nobody
mm-hmm.
gets to know that in entrepreneurship. You are always testing. You get better at it. You recover from failure quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You make more connections, because my business is built on the fact that I've made all these connections over the years. So
mm-hmm.
That's the journey of entrepreneurship, and
right.
it's not for sissies.
right. So we've got a few minutes left here, and one thing I wanted to ask you is that, you know, as I've mentioned, a lot of the listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in business of earning $10,000 or more on a consistent basis each month. So I'm asking each of our experts to share the top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share that they can act on right away?
So, I mean, obviously, I would think about starting a network. And, you know, again, the free book will get them started in thinking that. So that would be one thing, but it's a big thing. Let's see, three things. One of the things that frustrated me that was so important to people was how I looked. You know, because I came from a very left brain world. I always call myself a recovering perfectionist or a recovering, you know, left brainer. And so I was like, you know, my hair's combed, I have decent clothes on, good enough. I'm so smart, you know, my content is superb. And I'm not saying that's what I was saying to people, but it's really what I was communicating to people. So when I did get a little bit more, and I'm just being shallow, and I started really getting fancy with the hair and the photography and going to good photo shoots and, I mean, all that stuff that just kind of annoyed me how important it was to you people out there. I'm not kidding. I can tell you, overnight, the business kept getting so much attention to the point that I go back consistently and get new photos and do that whole spiel. Because every time people just go crazy over the new
book
and
I'm
the
right
whole
there
thing.
With you.
So, so I'm just saying, do it.
Yeah.
I don't care what your block is, and you know, and I fly all the way to LA. So if I can get on a plane and schlep all these clothes there, and you know, do it and leave my children, because I know how important it is. There's just not any excuses. And the reason I go to that lady is because the pictures are already so much better than anything I've ever gotten at home. And so she does this. She does this in the pickiest place on earth. So she's really good.
Sure.
Or maybe not on earth, but definitely in the U.S.
Yeah.
So what else? And that third thing, books. I mean, I just think if anybody gets into getting these books done, you don't have to write them yourself. We have all kinds of ways that we teach people to get them done. But, you know, just positioning yourself as an author over years goes really far offline and online.
So great. Thank you. Those are really great tips. And before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
So I've talked about that free book a gazillion times.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
Yeah, it's actually in the header. It's called Smart Women Create Membership-Based Businesses. When I had the Smart Women Institute, a lot of my books were branded to be the whole Smart Women thing because I'm so passionate on women being as smart as they can. It's in the header there, and so the URL for that is networkbuildingacademy.com/blog. And I'm just sending you to the blog instead of the homepage because you'll see the header. Our homepage actually has buttons for the three programs. So just go to the blog and you'll see the free thing in the header. And
we'll
people
make sure
get
that,
it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep, they read that. They know they want to do it, or they know that maybe sometime down the road. I would tell you the most common thing that happens is they don't know who to do it for. They're not really clear on that. And I would tell you 50% of my people are not clear. That always surprised me way back when I started doing this. And it's been consistent through the years that I have to work with people to either rename what they think they're going to name it. 50% of my clients aren't clear on that. So if you're not clear on that, then you're pretty much normal.
Right.
So usually that's what we're working with.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that free gift.
You're welcome.
Great.
I want to add something real quick. So one of the things we're thinking about doing, because that is the case, is in some way opening up some kind of Q&A every month where people can inquire about their target market and brainstorm with me, because that seems to be stopping people from taking the next step. Is they're not clear on who they would do it for. They get the power of the model and they want to do it, but they're just not clear on who. So what I would say to anyone listening to this, after you read the book, contact us, because we're still trying to figure out how we can, you know, offer that to people and just brainstorm with them for 15 to 20 minutes so that they get clear.
That's so great. And I think clarity is such a huge component of business, isn't it? Just getting clear with your messaging, what you're focusing on, what you're offering, who your target demographic is, where you're spending your time. So these are all things we've been talking about today. So that's really fantastic.
Totally.
Well, Sri, thank you so much for being our keynote speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. This has been so awesome. You just sharing such great information, inspiration, your story. So I just really appreciate you being a part of this.
Thank you so much. I really hope that it helps people in any way whatsoever, because that's why I do these things. So thank you.
Definitely. And we do hope to chat with you again in the near future. So I hope that you'll come back and join us again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in and empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.